Communities along the southern border are anxiously awaiting a decision any day now from the Supreme Court on immigration. Justices must decide whether to deliberate the Title 42 case or let it expire. Title 42 has been used to bar entry to migrants at the southern border, not allowing them the legal right to make an asylum claim. Republican-led states want to keep it in place. Large numbers of people fleeing their home countries have been waiting in border towns for weeks, even months, hoping to be allowed to make a claim of asylum. With Mexican border towns full, people have also been waiting in other parts of Mexico and Central America, and now it appears they're making their way to the border in anticipation of Title 42 lifting. Angela Cocherga is the news director and a correspondent covering both sides of the border for public radio station KTEP in El Paso. Angela, hello.
Hi, Deepa.
Tell us, Angela, what you're seeing over the last 24 hours there in El Paso.
Well, El Paso, this border city, is still really acting as if Title 42 has been lifted because we've seen huge numbers of people crossing the border, presenting themselves at Border Patrol points and asking for asylum and being processed. So they've been allowed into the country and need shelter. And as they try and make their way to other cities where they have sponsors or family members who can take them in while they wait for their immigration proceedings to unfold in court.
Yeah, and you've reported that the city's 1,000-bed convention center is full, that churches are opening their doors. Is there a sense that the city's able to cope with the number of people coming in?
The city has been struggling, really, to shelter. Shelters have been at capacity. The convention center opened just as a huge winter storm blew through and the temperatures were dangerously low. So they have a capacity for up to 1,000 beds a night. And they've been allowing, it's a federally funded shelter, FEMA, and Red Cross providing some help. So only people who have those documents from the Border Patrol, the travel documents, are allowed to shelter there. So that's created, you know, some people who slipped in didn't want to wait in long lines to present themselves to Border Patrol have been on the streets, including families with children. And the church and a nonprofit shelter started taking them in, you know, as the temperatures dipped into, you know, really single digits with wind chills, dangerously freezing temperatures.
Yeah. You know, I want to ask you, because we're hearing this described as a flood of migrants, a surge, even a tidal wave of people about to come across. And having covered immigration myself for a long time, it appears like this is very incendiary language. But you're right there. Is this the right way to describe what's happening?
There are large numbers of people, and we, you know, use the word people. These are people often seeking asylum. Some are families. They're fleeing, you know, violence, poverty, climate change, you know, repressive governments. So they are coming, and it is a legal process to seek asylum. They present themselves. But, of course, under Title 42, everyone was getting expelled, up to 2 million people, because of the health order. It became a de facto immigration enforcement tool. So it's a humanitarian crisis, and that's what the city of El Paso, the county of El Paso, has wanted to make clear. We do hear other terms, including the very disturbing word invasion, used by our Texas governor and others to talk about the people crossing the border. Of course, that's sensitive for us because the gunman who had, you know, carried out a mass shooting at Wallman, the accused alleged gunman, used that very word. So very sensitive that this is a humanitarian crisis. But of course, you know, there are those terms out there being used by many. And the El Paso says for political purposes.
Just, we don't have much time left, but what are people telling you who are crossing the border about why they are doing that right now?
Well, some did not want to wait for the Title 42 to be lifted. They started coming weeks ago, as many as 2,500 a day at the peak, across the border and from into El Paso, presenting at Border Patrol points to ask for asylum. Many said, you know, I don't want to be waiting in long lines when it is lifted. Others are waiting in Mexico, and others were concerned, including those who are deciding not to wait, like Venezuelans, because they're afraid the policy will be changed again and they will be trapped in what they have said and we have seen are very dangerous conditions in Mexican border cities. So they said, we're going to try and come now and try our luck and hope we can go through the court process.
Thank you for your reporting down there. Angela Cocherga is the news director and correspondent for KTEP in El Paso, Texas.
Thank you.